is Radio Fleo.
Lights out, gorilla radio, turn that up. Lights out, gorilla radio, turn that up.
This is a radio crash on pirate satellite, halting your living money, cashing in the middle of life. This is a radio crash on pirate satellite. This is radio crash.
Hello and welcome to Radio Clash Show 6. The date is 19th of December 2004, and this is probably the second to last show of 2004, not unless I slip one in at the last minute. Anyway, this will be a normal show. Those of you who have heard the show from last weekend will probably appreciate that it got a little bit drunken and a little bit manic. So we'll be back to my lovely deep voice, and some mashups and some classic covers. Now, I probably lulled you into a sense of false security there, because the first track is not a mashup. It's probably more of a personal track, but it's certainly mashing up the format and probably playing something you probably wouldn't hear anywhere else. This is a track from South Africa. A year ago, I was actually in South Africa for a month meeting my partner's parents, and I listened to this track very recently, and it just took me straight back there. It's by, and we're going to have fun trying to pronounce this. Okay, it's by Mzwake Mbuli. I've probably got that totally wrong. I'll give you more information after the song.
Blame me not for the message, the pursuit for racial purity in the world, the pursuit for ethnic cleansing in the world, is like a search for heaven on earth. People need not to look the same in order to be equal, neither do we have to look like two fried eggs in order to be equal. There is a rainbow at the end of this tough road. I do not write English with an accent, neither do I speak English with excellent diction. I speak poetry for a reason. When people are torn asunder, I will fight with relentless ferocity for unity. Let me fortify you with memories of greatness. Let me fortify you with memories of victory. A smile is not a laughter. Showing teeth is not laughter. And laughter is not love. I am the stone, when thrown into the river, I create waves. I am the messenger, blame me not for the message. Let me speak against the illusion of false normality, for collective identity may lead to collective tragedy. We do not need to look the same in order to be equal, neither do we have to look like two fried eggs in order to be equal. I speak poetry, and when I speak poetry, I create waves. It is either you sing or swim. When I speak poetry, I create waves. It is either you sing or sing along. Allow me to remove your engine of prejudice and hatred. Let me overload your heart with love, so that there is no room and space left for evil. I am the stone, and you are the river. We are the waves, we are the oceans, to push these boats, to push these ships and ferries to harmony. I am the stone, when thrown into the river, I create waves. I am the messenger, blame me not for the message. I am the messenger, blame me not for the message.
Now, that was The Stone by Mzwakhe Mbuli. I probably just totally pronounced that wrong. Little I know about Mzwakhe is that he was known as the sort of the premier poet of South Africa. Unfortunately, he was arrested and convicted of robbing a bank in 1997, which apparently he's just got out from. But there was big outcry about that because it was seen as being something... basically, he's very critical of the South African regime, Mandela's government, and it was seen as a political thing, and it was seen as innocent, which is pretty strange, a poet robbing banks, but, you know. You can find out more about him at http://www.mzwakhe, that's mzwakhe.org. I would be looking at it now, but it has annoying audio comments on it, so I would... you know, there's things that load in the background, so beware. And the thing is that that was on a compilation I bought called South African Road Trip when I was there. And I was there for a month. And certainly, I think I left a bit of me in Africa. It's an amazing country. It's nothing like anything I've experienced before. And I certainly miss it. I miss it greatly. And it's going to be strange. This Christmas I'm going to be in Rome, which is one of the reason why I will... This is probably the second to last of the podcasts for this year, because I'll be off on Wednesday, jetting around the world. And the next track is a cover that I think I just know you'll love. It's I heard it at Button Down Disco, which Adon, a friend of mine, DJs there, and his brother Dolly Rocker. And it's at the Infinity in Mayfair, and it's on every month, though I think next year they're going weekly, and it's very good, and he played this cover. It's Snow Patrol's version of Crazy in Love. ¶¶
somebody need me to go. Call your name 2-3 times in a row. Such a funny thing for me to try to explain how I'm feeling with my prayers, the one to blame. Cause I know you don't understand just how you love doing all I can. It's a crazy life, it's a crazy life.
That was Snow Patrol's cover version of the Beyoncé and Jay-Z classic Crazy in Love. That reminded me of the classic cover versions such as Elbow's version of Independent Woman and various strange cover versions like Sis Sisters covering Franz Ferdinand's Take Me Out that have been coming out of the BBC out of Radio 1 over the last couple of years. And that's no exception. I like the rap because it's such a, it's not really say a crap rap, but it's sort of, it's done by someone who doesn't usually rap, so it's kind of a bit like when Gonzalez raps or various other people like Harmar raps. It's sort of it's funky but not funky. It's a bit odd really. Anyway, for those of you thinking, oh, this show is supposed to be about mashups, now we've got about 4 mashups in a row. Hey.
You are listening to Radio Crash.
What does this button do here?
Now we move on to a very, very, very up-pop bootleg. Lionel Vinyl, otherwise known as Fake ID, has been going for many years, at least over a year. at one point was releasing a bootleg a week, and a very quality bootleg a week, and does a lot of DJing, although there are many other Lionel vinyls, so don't get confused with them. And this is a track called Sex, which is done under his fake ID moniker. He's also Gloomy Bear and Jeff Carpet and Lionel Vinyl, and I'm sure other aliases I don't know about. And is a mix of Queen of Japan's Do You Know I'm Sexy is a main sort of synth line, which I think he's recreated. He's done most of the backing himself. And it's that ex-member of NSYNC that I cannot remember at the moment who they are, and I will tell you after the break, okay? That was Fake ID with a track called Sex, and of course, have you guessed who the former NSYNC star was yet? Answers on my postcard to... It was JC Chavez, or Chav... Well, I keep saying it was Chavez, but that's sort of a Chav thing. Anyway, probably won't get outside of the UK. But anyway, JC Chavez? I don't know how you pronounce it. Anyway, next is a track from Park Spliced. Oh, I haven't told you how you can find out more about Fake ID. Professionalism. You can find out more about Fake ID and Lionel Vinyl and probably Gloomy Bear at electrobank.net. That's electrobank.net. I think it's something like Lionel Vinyls is lionel.electrobank.net. I think it's fakeid.electrobank.net. You still haven't checked, but certainly if you just go to www.electrobank.net, I think all the options are there for you. Next track is from Park Spliced. Park Spliced was a Blur remix project where I was involved and lots of other people involved off a message board called Get Your Bootleg On. And the idea was to take, I think it was 10 years since the release of Park Life by Blur, and the idea was to take a track, or in the case what happened with a lot of people, including me, take two tracks because I initially had a B-side. It was to take a track from the album, and also there was a B-side album as well, and remix it, mess with it, mess it up, mash it up, whatever. And this is a track by Don Prufin and M3, and it's Is This a Bootleg? I'll discuss it a little bit more after.
Make my records skip.
that was Is This a Bootleg by Dunproof and M3, and it's off the Park Spice project. Now you'll be asking, oh, that sounds interesting, where can I get that? Well, unfortunately, the Park Spice project, unless it's been put up by someone else somewhere else on the web, actually came down a couple of months ago, so certainly you'd have to hunt around to find it. But that track itself is available on Strangely Familiar. Strangely Familiar is a website which profiles the bootleg scene. It has a lot of profiles on of all the sort of major bootleggers and people sort of related to it, and also has a lot of exclusive music. So if you go to strangelyfamiliar.com, that's strangely-familiar.com, and go and listen, click on December exclusives, and you can play it. It's a flash, you can play it straight off, and should probably get around any nasty firewalls at work. And there's a lot of good music on there. Certainly I will play some more. I've been meaning to play some DJ Senius and a few other things that I'm used up there, but certainly it's a very good website. Moving on, because I know I'm way over time. Anyone who knows me knows that I'm a massive New Order and Joy Division fan. I got into the New Order first and have pretty much everything they've done on CD, cassette, tape, and sometimes all three, and I got into Joy Division through them. And here are some quite unusual Joy Division covers that I've tracked down. You don't usually get a lot of covers of Joy Division, because people won't touch them because they're so kind of special, and it's quite difficult to improve on the originals. But I think these two have. So sit back, relax, and don't get too depressed. And I'll see you in a short while. Destruction, waiting for a sign. That was Double Terrors Apart by Jar Division, not to be confused with the Ukrainian band by the same name. And before that was Low's version of Transmission. You can get the Low track on a EP they did in 1996 called Transmission, but I think you'd have to find that secondhand. And you can find more about Jar Division at their record label, which is www.thesocialregistry.com. There doesn't seem to be very much information about them, apart from there is also a Ukrainian reggae band, if there's, can you imagine such a thing, also called Jar Division, so don't assume it's them. I have to say thanks to Jules for sending me the Jar Division track. I'm sure we'll hear more about them. Certainly if you're in the Brooklyn, New York area, I know they are playing live sporadically because they are members of various other groups signed to the Social Registry. Okay, that's the end of the show. We've gone way over time again. Yeah, one day we will get to the 45 minute mark and end. Way! We can rebuild him. And you can contact me at radioclash@mutantpop.net. You can also Skype me, if you know what Skype is, at Tim Bear Cub. No one's Skyped me, I'm also lonesome. I've installed it and had not had a single call, but then again, who knows, I've got it. You can find out more about Radio Clash at www.mutantpop.net/radioclash/, and I do sort of monitor the posts on that board, so get posting, especially if you've got any suggestions. And also vote for me at Podcast Alley. That's www.podcastalley.com. That's with an ey.com. And I'm currently in the top 50. I was 30 last time I looked, so just over 30, 31, 32. So that's great. Thanks everyone for voting. If you haven't voted, go and vote, because I would love to be in like in the top 20 or something. But I doubt if I'll be in the top 5 or top 10, since there's such mighty shows in front of me, and some of my favourite shows as well, so don't forget to vote for them as well. I'll play out with my favourite, I think probably one of my favourite boots of all time, which is a track by the Kleptones from their Yoshimi Battles the Hip Hop Robots. You might have remembered in the first show I played a track from their Queen album. This was their first kind of remix album. And it's called All We Have Is Soul, and it's very thought-provoking. Okay, and good night.
The question for today: who stole the soul? Who turned this special delivery into a box of assorted chocolates? Sometimes I wish Al was still green. Oh, I sound like my mama. Boy, put that Teddy Pendergrass on and take off that noise you're listening to. And me and Chuck still want to know, who took the sunshine and turned it into microwavable popcorn for profit? And I am by no means anti-pop music, but what blares through my box is hollow. Do you actually think Marvin would be gay if he heard what I hear through the grapevine? Empty-minded music. In fact, it's so empty that if you glared into an R&B ear, the only benefit would be the wall on the other side.
It's been a long time, I shouldn't have left you without a strong rhyme to step to. Think of how many weeks shows you slept through. Time's up, I'm sorry I kept you. Thinking of this, you keep repeating your miss. The rhyme from the microphone solo with. So you sit by the radio, hand on the dial soon. As you hear it, pump up the volume. Dance with the speaker till you hear it blow. Then plug in a headphone, cause here it go. It's a four-letter word when it's heard to control your body to dance. So, dot text or tempo like a red alert. Reaches your reflex and let it work. When this is playing, you can't get stuck with the steps. So, can say, and I'ma still come up with. Forget to be swift, follow the leader, the rhyme will go down with the record that was mixed a long time ago.
Music is no longer irrelevant. Music is the universal language. Music embraces all therapeutic properties. Music is the highest radiologic resolution. Music is the attack pattern, the cortical warhead, the synaptic counterattack, the rendezvous sequence, the interstellar matrix. Resistance is fuel. Music is the long-range scanner, the artificial similarity, the temporal compensator, the antimatter reaction.
Picture of mine. The stage is empty. A beat like this might tempt me to push on my rings and my back old chain. Grab the mic like I'm on Soul Train, but I'll wait, cause I master this. Let the others go first so the brothers don't miss. Eric B. break the sticks.
You got it!
Rock him will begin when you make the mix. I'll experiment like a scientist. You wanna rhyme? You gotta sign my list. Cause I'm a manifest and bless the mic I'll hold. You want an X? Then you gotta have soul. Cause if you ain't got it, I'ma make an encore. Take the mic, make the people respond for the all.
The actors sing, the singers act. Please choose a career and stick to it, polishing it before moving on. Sam and Dave would roll over tenfold in their graves if they knew that their sweet soul music evolved into sour sexual practices. Young men rushing to prison to prove their manhood, lacking father figures. And this is surely not the same doo-wop that Sam Cooke and Aretha Franklin mixed with gospel. Who stole the souls?
Music is my weapon.
Who stole the souls?
Our weapons are offline. Resistance is futile.
Who stole the souls?
All drones will comply. Resistance is irrelevant.